In American universities, for example, conservative faculty were often left alone, while liberal academics were hounded relentlessly. The Nazis' ultimate aim was to transcend both left and right, to advance a third way that broke with both categories. But in the real world, the Nazis seized control of the country by dividing, conquering, and then replacing the left. This is the monumental fact of the Nazi rise to power that has been slowly airbrushed from our collective memories. The Nazis campaigned as socialists. Yes, they were also nationalists, which in the context of the 1930s was considered a rightist position, but this was at a time when the internationalism of the Soviet Union defined all nationalisms as right-wing. Surely we've learned from the parade of horribles on offer in the 20th century that nationalism isn't inherently right-wing, unless we're prepared to call Stalin, Castro, Arafat, Chavez, Guevara, Pol Pot, and for that matter Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, and John F. Kennedy right-wingers. Stalin himself ruled as a nationalist, invoking Mother Russia and dubbing World War II the Great Patriotic War. By 1943, he'd even replaced the old communist anthem, the Internationale, with one that was thoroughly Russian. Moreover, historically, nationalism was a liberal left phenomenon. The French Revolution was a nationalist revolution, but it was also seen as a left liberal one for breaking with the Catholic Church and empowering the people. German Romanticism, as championed by Gottfried Herder and others, was seen as both nationalistic and liberal. The National Socialist Movement was part of this revolutionary tradition. But even if Nazi nationalism was in some ill-defined but fundamental way right-wing, this only meant that Nazism was right-wing socialism, and right-wing socialists are still socialists. Most of the Bolshevik revolutionaries Stalin executed were accused of being not conservatives or monarchists, but rightists, that is, right-wing socialists. Any deviation from the Soviet line was automatic proof of rightism. Ever since, we in the West have apishly mimicked the Soviet usage of such terms without questioning the propagandistic baggage attached. The Nazi ideologist and Hitler rival, Gregor Strasser, put it quite succinctly, "We are socialists. We are enemies, deadly enemies of today's capitalist economic system, with its exploitation of the economically weak, its unfair wage system, its immoral way of judging the worth of human beings in terms of their wealth and their money instead of their responsibility and their performance, and we are determined to destroy this system, whatever happens." Hitler is just as straightforward in Mein Kampf. He dedicates an entire chapter to the Nazis' deliberate exploitation of socialist and communist imagery, rhetoric, and ideas, and how this marketing confused both liberals and communists.